Hello, everyone. Jackie Schimmel here. I am in the fetal position. I'm sick as fuck. I've been on vacation all weekend. A couple weeks ago, we recorded Dr. Schimmel, and we got so many amazing calls that we actually broke it up into a two-parter, which is very exciting. Kind of like Sex in the City 1 and 2, except there will be no bad karaoke scene in this episode. So grab your Xanax and a body pillow. Find a nice dark corner to flicker the lights in and enjoy. Dr. Schimmel, part duh.
Hi, Maggie. How are you?
Oh my God. I am good. How are you?
Good. I just realized I sounded exactly like Kyle Richards when I said it. How are you? Sorry.
My question is kind of like a story-ish. I know that you did a performance at a formal where you did a dance with streamers and stuff, like on a drunken endeavor.
Yes, streamers and labia.
Yes. Well, whenever I get drunk, I do one of two things. I either work out or I get very motivational.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's I don't go to parties or anything because I'm too scared. But sometimes I'll wake up and I like can't even walk because I'm so sore.
Oh my God.
And people are like, "Yeah, you just kept doing squats last night." Anyways,
that's amazing.
One time I ended up emailing the Australian embassy because I wanted to spark a social and political change in America.
Oh my God.
In Australia, part of their government has like this thing called, it's like a foundation where people can get involved and like make changes. So I emailed them asking how demanding that either they make one in America or tell me how to make one in Australia. I mean, or tell me how to make one for America.
So you become like some like political rights activist when you have
a few too many
cocktails?
Yes. It wouldn't be so bad if I could, like, this could have potentially gotten me on, like, the CIA watch list.
You might be, by the way. I mean, I'm just saying. I don't know if you're in the clear on that one.
Yeah, I checked my email the next day, and I saw that they had emailed me back, and I read the subject was just America.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I know.
Have you considered running for office? Just saying. I mean, you sound like a born leader. I mean, if you could just
really
carry a flask
like
around.
If I were to have to hold a political position, I would also have to be an alcoholic. Because when I'm sober, I don't care.
Well, aren't they all? I mean, let's be real.
Yeah. So I'm just wondering how I can control these bizarre... How did you learn to control yourself?
I mean... Let me be very honest. I have not learned to control myself. Now I'm just doing it in a more controlled setting. So I still do really weird shit, but people expect it from me now. And I always wear underwear. Like I'm never going to flash my vagina again because I'm a lady. You know what? It sounds like what you're doing is pretty fucking productive. And I would say you don't need to control that because that's fucking awesome. And you should just ride that shit out. I mean, you are initiating change and you are fucking like building body tonage. So just go for it. Keep drinking. I drink more. That's what my suggestion
okay,
is. Just drink more.
Okay. No freaking way. Jackie Schimmer.
Oh, Chrissy, what's your, I don't know what your last name is, but I like it. Chrissy.
Oh my God. This, honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. This is the best thing that has happened to me all day.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I thought you were going to say in your whole life, and I was like, Chrissy, get off the phone and go do shit.
No, I love you, but I've definitely had things better happen.
Okay,
but
thank
this
God.
Is definitely in my top, we'll say top 15.
Let's be real. It's probably top like 4,000, but I appreciate the gesture. Thank
oh
you.
Oh my gosh. This is crazy. Okay. So my question is, I'm 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I have realized now that I'm getting to that point in my life when people are asking me, oh, you know, well, when are you going to settle down? When are you going to get married and all of this stuff? I'm not even in a serious relationship or anything.
So I'm wondering, how do I tell these people to pretty much kind of F off and get out of my business?
I mean, it's so annoying. Everyone has like a whole different setup and like a path in their 20s. Obviously, I'm younger, but I'm getting married because that's, you know, I just need to lock shit down because I'm a hot mess. Ugh, God, it is so annoying because I just know in my personal situation, people kept asking me like probably like a year and a half, 2 years ago, like, when are you going to get married? When are you getting married? And at the time, like, we weren't really in a place to be getting married. Like, it just, we weren't there yet. And it was so fucking annoying because, you know, it was so irritating. And the truth is, like, at 25, most people aren't in relationships. Most people are just getting their shit together career-wise.
Oh, my gosh. That would have been, if I had a second question, that would have been it. You know, I feel like, you know, at this point, maybe I should have my shit together. I sort of do. I have a good job. I make a good amount of money, but I don't think I ever will get my shit together. I don't want to have my shit together.
I totally agree with you. Having your shit together sounds so fucking boring. Isn't life about trying to get your shit together? Isn't it over once your shit is actually together? Like, what are you supposed to do?
If my life being over means my shit is together, then I'll never have my shit together.
Same, girl, same. So when people ask you about it, I would just be like, I'm 25 years old. I'm working. I'm having fun. Like, give me some fucking time. Or just tell them, like, shut the fuck up.
Yes, because my sister is 28, 3 years older than me, and is serious and currently in a serious relationship. Her boyfriend and her are probably going to move in with each other, you know, within the next year.
Yeah.
So everyone's expecting, oh my gosh, you know, she's going to get married. And then I'm the second oldest, and everyone's like, oh, you know.
So annoying.
What are you going to do? I'm like,
just be like,
I'm
fucking
living. Have for dinner tonight.
Yeah, that's what you should say. Be like, I'm living and doing my thing, and it's nobody's fucking business. And if you don't like it, you can get a journal, and you can write about it before you go to sleep at night. But I'm doing just fine.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
That's what you got to say.
Oh, my gosh. That advice, perfect.
Good. I'm glad. Take it with you on your journey and just tell everyone to leave you the fuck alone, please. Sounds like you're doing just fine.
Leave me the fuck alone or Jackie Shimmer can put you in your place.
I will high kick him to the throat.
Oh, my gosh. Please.
In one of my aerobic dance moves.
Yes, that sounds amazing. Well, thank you so much. This has been the coolest thing that I've done today. And I appreciate all your help.
Thank you so much. Good luck, girl.
Yes, thank you.
Have
Six
a good
Bible
one.
Rules.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Jackie.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just eating some chicken nuggets with Emu, having a good old time.
You eat chicken nuggets. That's weird.
Trust me. I know. It's a low point. I'm not proud. What's your question?
Okay. I don't know if it's a question. It's more of like, what should I do?
Okay.
Because I'm like a really bad 22-year-old. Like, I prefer to not go out and bar hop. Like, it's just like, I tried bar hopping and I made it to the second bar and I fell out of my chair. So like, I can't do it. And like, I don't like to go out. I'm like, I like to drink, but I'm not like a heavy drinker. I'm not like, oh my God, let's go get wasted tonight. I'm like, I want to stay at home and watch TV and cook my food and then maybe go to bed like around 11.
You sound exactly like me, so I can relate.
So like, how do I become a better 22-year-old?
You don't need to be. No, you don't need to be. You should do what you want to do. Let me just tell you, I haven't been to a bar or club since it was illegal for me to be there practically. Like, I fucking hate clubs. I hate people. I hate guys wearing like fucking Acqua Di Gio with their weird like paisley shirts trying to hit on you. I hate the whole thing. I hate waiting in line. I hate paying for parking. Like, it's everything I hate. And I'm definitely my happiest like alone home with my martini with like a group of friends that I already know, cooking myself dinner. I'm like a fucking golden girl. And you know what? You shouldn't have to force yourself to enjoy something that's not natural. If you don't want to be like the girl in a fucking bandage dress, bar hopping, holding her heels, going from bar to bar, like, let's go to WeHo. Like, you don't have to be that girl, you know?
Yeah. I agree, but then I'm like, it's so funny. Like, okay, because I told my boyfriend this. He's like, you're not a bad 22-year-old. And I'm like, he's like, you're a mature one. I was like, I agree. I was like, but then, totally. Like, he's the one that, like, wants to go out and have fun. But mm-hmm. then, like, he does have his times where he's like, yeah, let's stay at home. And, like, mind you, my boyfriend, he's 31 years old, and I'm only 22.
Okay.
And, he's like, I want to go. I'm like, okay, like, I'll go out with him. But then, like, it's, like, 11:30. Do you want to go home? He's like, let's go one more place. I'm like, oh, my God, there's just the old one here.
No, you got to compromise a little bit. Like, obviously, if that's something he likes to do, you have to do it once in a while. I mean, I don't believe in a 50-50 compromise. I believe in, like, a 30-70. I had to do the math there for a second. Sorry. But you know what? If you want to, this is what I do with my fiance. That sounds weird. When we go out, he's like a night owl. He loves to stay out, especially because we don't do it that often. And I will let him stay, and I go home early when I want to go. So then it's the best of both worlds. Everybody's happy. I get to wake up early in the morning and make myself a fucking frittata. You know?
Awesome. Yeah, I totally agree. And I think I'm going to try it more. Like, I don't mind going out, but it's, like, the whole late thing. I'm like, do we have to go to a bar? Like, let's not do that. Let's go somewhere else.
I'm with you. So just make a compromise and go home when you want to go home.
Oh, my God. Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great. I had to sneak out of work to call you.
Oh my God. Why? Your office doesn't approve? I'm just kidding.
No, they don't. And it's not my break or lunchtime.
Oh, ooh, sketchy. Breaking the law. I like it. What's your question?
My question is, unfortunately, I'm a guy's girl. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to know, how do I make friends with girls? Because it's really hard for me.
Okay, you know what? This is a good question. Growing up, I was always a guy's girl, and I know that a lot of people like say, "Oh, if you don't have a lot of female friends, something's wrong with you, or this, that, the other thing." I just personally, and I'm not going to speak for you. I don't know if this is your same thing, but my sense of humor was too brutal for teenage girls, and I'm so unfiltered and borderline insensitive that I just couldn't hang. And I also get really bored just like talking shit about people that I'm actually friends with. So I hated girls growing up. I was just so not about it. Now I like to talk shit about strangers. That's, you know, that's how I eat. But I don't like talking shit about people that I'm friends with, because if I don't like them, I'm just not going to hang out with them. And when I grew up and kind of like got older, I guess, I kind of like met the girls that I clicked with really instantly, and maybe it was just because we were older and we had more in common. I don't know, but I definitely found a great group of girlfriends, and now I like could not live without them. So I think what you should do is you don't have to like stick within your pool. If you've been friends with someone since kindergarten and you grew up together, you've through college, like you're not bound to a friend just because of history. So you have to surround yourself. You have to find girls that support you, which is really important, because females are so fucking catty and so fucking competitive, and they're kissing you on the cheek and then they're fucking talking shit about you 5 minutes later.
Yeah, I don't have time for that.
I can't deal with that shit either. Like, it's the worst. And you just have to really, like, look for girls that build you up, that you're having fun with. I know that all relationships are difficult, but I really feel strongly that your friendships shouldn't be that difficult. They're your friends.
Okay.
You're not splitting finances with them. You're not raising children with them. Your friends are there to just support you and make life fun and go to brunch with you and fucking, you know, help you when you get dumped. And you just got to find the right girls. And you have me.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I listened to all of your podcasts within 3 days.
Holy shit. How exhausted are you? That sounds like my actual nightmare.
No, you actually helped me, because I've been working crazy hours at work, like 12-hour days.
Oh, damn.
So you really helped me to stay awake.
Oh, that's good. Oh, well, I'm glad that I could provide a service. Thank you so much for calling. And you know what? Go find yourself some good girls, because once you do, it it does make a difference.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, well, I'm just in a dilemma because I'm single and Nick Jonas is single, and I know that's super far-fetched, but I know someone that personally knows him.
Ooh.
And, yeah, she was in the Broadway show with him.
Oh,
so I'm wondering, do you think it's worth reaching out and being like, you know, I'm doing some charity work or something, you know? And try to get his contact info. I don't know where I would go with it.
Oh, my God. Well, I could tell you where you could go with it. That's fucking genius. And do I think you should do it? Fuck yeah, you should. That would be amazing. You do not know how long I've been trying to lock down Leo DiCaprio's contact information. I have looked long. I have looked hard. I've offered some weird shit to get it, and I can't fucking get it. I want my final hoorah to be on Leo DiCaprio's yacht.
Yeah. You know? I think you're right. I mean, like, what do you have to lose, really? You know?
Just, like, nothing. Maybe,
yeah, maybe she'll unfriend me on Facebook if she just thinks it's weird. But, I mean, really, I mean, that's fine.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
You could be married to Nick Jonas. If you have to step on a few bitches along the way to get that fucking contact information, you get it, girl. You get it.
True.
You text him, you call him, and you make that shit happen. And if he doesn't respond, you stage your run-in like anybody else would do.
Very true. Very, very true. Well, thank you. I just needed that little boost of encouragement.
Yes. I give you full supportive backing. And if you could please, like, keep us in the loop.
Oh, I will. I will keep you in touch.
Please, please, please. Because I'm dying to hear the folding.
The results.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm Perfect. Trying to think of a Nick Jonas song. Oh, Jealous. Oh, what's another
one? Yeah, Jealous. Oh, I mean, like, all the good, like, classic Jonas Brothers song, SOS, Burning Up, all the good ones.
Oh, yeah, Burning Up. Like, he'll be burning up for you, baby. Get it.
Yes. Yes.
Hi, Ashley. My sister's name's Ashley, but I call her Linda, so I kind of feel like calling you Linda. Is that okay?
That's totally fine.
Okay. I literally call everyone I know named Ashley Linda, and I have no clue why, but it just feels right.
That's totally fine. You know, there are a million Ashleys, so good to be called something different.
Linda, what's your question?
My question is, I'm getting married in about 2 months.
Ooh.
And my bridal shop. Yeah. And by the way, congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you very much.
And so my bridal shower is in April, like end of April. And I have a bridesmaid, one of my best friends that I've known since like middle school. So we've been friends for a long time, and she can't come to my bridal shower. And I'm kind of upset about it because I haven't seen her since I got engaged even.
Ooh.
And I don't know how to tell her that I'm bummed, but I'm not mad at her. But I kind of want her to not feel bad, but yeah. So I'm kind of stuck on what to say to her and how to approach.
Okay. Yeah. Why can't she come?
She moved about 3 hours away from where she currently lives, and someone's renting her house.
Okay.
And so that's the only weekend, I guess, that they can go and sign the papers and do all that kind of stuff. So.
Okay, well, that sounds a little fishy, to be totally honest. Like, that's the only weekend that she can do that?
Apparently. And the frustrating part is that I've told her, obviously she's known about the bridal shower for at least 2 months. So,
right.
And I've been really chill about her not, because she hasn't, like, come to any of, like, the little things that, like, we've done as a group, like, trying on my dress and, like, finding bridesmaids' dresses and all that kind of stuff. So, like, I haven't seen her, and so, like, this is the one thing where I was like, okay, you kind of have to come.
Right.
I can't make it. So I'm just, like, I don't know how to, like, approach it without obviously, like, making her mad and not wanting to be in my wedding.
When you first told the story, I thought you were kind of being, like, a petty biatch. I'm like, ugh, who cares? But now that you've explained yourself, I totally understand, because that's kind of fucked up that she's, like, not participating in any of your bridal activities. You need to say something.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing that's good that's going to come out of you just being like, okay, like, no probs, NP. Like, just fucking, I'm so over that bullshit. Girlfriends need to just, like, keep shit real. You need to text her and be like, listen, you haven't shown up to anything, and now conveniently you have to go drive 3 hours away to rent or your rental property or whatever the fuck she's doing, and it's bullshit. And you should say, listen, if you don't want to be a part of all of the stuff, then just say it. If you don't want to be a bridesmaid, that's chill too, but just, like, don't beat around the bush and don't, like, you know, cop out of all of the shit. Just keep it one hundo. If there's any time in your life where you're allowed to be like a full throttle badass bridezilla bitch, now is your time.
Yeah.
So just really take it and run with it.
Okay. And I'm normally like a very like non-confrontational person, so this is why I'm struggling with it. Like, I know that I should be more like forward with it, but I'm just struggling. So, and I knew that you would have great advice. So
release your inner bridezilla. Okay. Mine has just started to rear her ugly, frizzy, unblow dried hair and it feels good. It feels right. I got to tell ya.
Okay.
Okay. Good luck.
Well, and part of me's excited. Thank you.
Yeah. Just fucking, you know, you got to bust a bitch. Hi, Justin. I love when boys call.
Oh, really? Well, I'm glad I was able to.
Oh, my God. Me, too. Are you, first things first, are you gay or straight?
I think you know the answer to that.
I think I do, too. Just didn't want to assume.
Yes.
Okay, good. So you are homosexual, which is awesome. My favorite. And what can I help you with today, Justin?
Okay, so I recently got a new job, but I hate it.
Ooh.
And I was wondering how soon it is to quit a job after you start.
You know what I would do if I were you? I mean, it's never too early or too late. Are you in a wind tunnel, Justin?
No, I was getting the mail.
Oh, look at you. So cute. Okay, what I would do is try to get fired, and then you could get severance pay.
That's actually a good idea. I haven't thought about getting fired yet.
Well, see, that's what I'm here for. I'm just providing the best solution to your problems. Yeah, you should.
See, I'm a janitor at a grocery store, so like, it's not really the best thing.
That sounds, I mean, and with all due respect, god awful.
Oh, it is. I hate it.
I mean, that sounds fucking terrible. Like, if someone urinates on the floor, do you have to deal with that shit?
Yeah, I have to go and mop it up.
Oh my god, you need to quit right now. Don't even wait to get fired. They'll never fire you because no one's going to want to take that job. You need to fucking quit today, right now.
I know. Last week I was cleaning the women's restroom and I looked in like the tampon trash can thing.
Absolutely not.
And there was soiled panties.
Oh my god, that's absolutely not okay, especially for a fabulous gay man like yourself. You should not have to deal with that shit. You need to get out of there and you need to get out quick.
See, that's what I was thinking, and I just needed someone to, like, confirm that for me.
Oh, no, it's confirmed. You shouldn't even be on this call right now. You need to go into the human resources department at the Albertsons or whatever grocery store you're working at, and you need to say, we're done. We're done here. We are never, ever, ever getting back together. Ever. Ever.
Yes.
Woo, girl. I have so much respect for you right now. I can't even.
Well, thank you. I think you're gorgeous and stunning, and I absolutely love you. So, like, thank you for giving me the answer I needed to hear.
Okay, I think we should probably date. That's so sweet. Thank you so much, and good luck to you. You need to get out of there right now. You are lovely. Okay, no problem. Thanks so much for calling in, Justin.
Hi, Jackie.
How are you?
Well, I'm coming to you live from the handicapped stall of my bathroom at work.
Amazing.
Yep. Had to hide away.
Oh, my God. I'm glad that you took the presidential suite.
I did, obviously.
Duh.
Okay, so I have a would you rather question for you.
Ooh, okay.
Would you rather
have
sex with DJ James Kennedy in his leased Beamer?
Okay.
Or
entry level Beamer.
Have to live in a bird sanctuary for a week.
Oh my God, that is so difficult. I can't move.
I'm pretty good.
Okay, a bird sanctuary. Like, how many birds would be in the bird sanctuary?
And like, it's just like an open room filled with birds.
Okay, I would have to have sex with James Kennedy. And I'm dead serious. That's how afraid of birds I am.
I completely understand. I hate birds as well.
I literally, like, I want them all to die. All of them. And people are like, same. What about a bluebird? What about a jaybird?
No.
It's like, they're disgusting. I want them all dead. There's nothing I can say.
I don't want those near me.
Oh my God. Thank you so much for that question. That was so stimulating. Yeah. It really makes a girl think.
No problem. I know. I try.
You succeed.
Hi, Jackie.
How are you, girl?
I'm stuck in the traffic on the 101 right now, and I'm fucking dying.
Oh, God. That sucks. I'm sorry.
I was amazed that there's traffic at all.
Welcome to LA. What's your question, girl?
I feel kind of fucked up even asking this, but what is a good way to let a guy know that you're available for when he's ready to break up with his girlfriend and go for you instead?
Nothing. There's nothing you can do. I'm sorry. I would try to think of something, but if the guy is going to break up with his girlfriend, he's going to break up with his girlfriend. And you don't want to be the catalyst, you know, because then you're like, if he has a girlfriend and he likes you more, he's going to break up with her.
I don't want to be a homewrecker. Like, I'm really trying to prevent that.
Yeah, you don't. Because then it could happen to you.
But there's definitely been, like, blurred lines lately. I mean, he told me that
like
he got
what?
A ring to propose to her. He told me that 7 months ago as he had me sitting on his lap around a campfire and was, like, running his fingers through my hair and kissing my forehead.
Ew. And you like him?
Oh, it's so confusing.
No, don't like him. He sounds like a schmuck and a half. I want to fucking kick him in his balls. He sounds horrible.
I always thought of him as my brother until that night. And, like, things got really confusing.
Until you sat on his face?
I mean, I wish it were his face.
It was only his lap. Damn. No, you don't want to be with that kind of a guy anyway. So just, like, let that girl that he's with, like, live a life of disappointment. If someone is talking – oh, my God. If Andrew did that, let me just tell you, he would not still be here. He would be scattered in the L.A. River. So
– I mean, maybe he just – He's 29 and thinking about proposing and giving his life away to this 37-year-old woman that, like,
no,
looks like my grandmother. And, you know, I can understand why he may be having second thoughts.
Sounds like he has mama drama and he needs to go bye-bye. Trust me. I'm sorry. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but no, you don't want to date a guy like that anyway. He sounds super, super sketch.
I'm only partially invested, but I finally met her for the first time like 2 weeks ago, and it was really, really awkward.
Oh, and now she has a face, and now you know her, and now you're guilty, so you got to walk away.
Well, I had never met her, but she had been deleting all the text messages that I sent him so that he never saw them. And they would just be like, hey, happy birthday, or like...
This is some Inland Empire shit. I can smell it.
Vampire? Did you say vampire?
No, I said Inland Empire.
Oh. Oh my gosh, he totally is from the Inland Empire.
See? I told you. I can sniff that shit out from a mile away.
I don't know where the hell she's from, but I know that he is.
I'm guessing the Inland Empire.
Jackie, oh my God, I cannot believe I'm talking to you right now.
Oh my God, can I just say, I can't believe you called 9 times. I'm pretty fucking happy. I gotta tell you, that's like really, really
oh
nice.
Oh my God. Wasn't really 9. That's a little embarrassing.
It's actually, you know what? It's not because 10, it's considered illegal. So you're just under the quota.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Jackie, I have no questions for you. I just need to tell you that I'm obsessed with you and I love you. You're fucking hilarious.
I love you, I think. I think we should get married. That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me, I think.
Oh my God, I would love to. Your ring is gorgeous. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm very happy. He did good.
Oh, my God.
Homeboy did good.
Yeah, was it, like, magnificent? Did he give you a good proposal?
He really did, and actually, this is, I mean, I can't even believe I'm saying this because I didn't think this was possible, but he actually surprised me, and for anyone who doesn't believe me, if you saw what I was wearing and you saw what my hair looked like, you would know I was surprised because it was bad. I looked like a lesbian headed to Home Depot to, like, put together a fucking fence or something.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Well, your Snapchats give me life, I have to tell you.
Thank you.
And you and Stassi together are like my heroes. I just, like, need to be a trio with you guys for my life to be complete.
Then let's do it. Come to L.A. We'll go to Pump and drink and harass DJ James Kennedy.
Yes. Oh, my God. Vanderpump. I love it.
Let's do it. Plan your trip. Road trip.
I've been I've been binging from season one, starting yesterday.
Oh my God, you just started watching Vanderpump Rules?
Oh no. I'm obsessed. I watch it, but I needed more. So I just got a Hulu account so I could start from the beginning again.
Oh, okay. So you're doing like vintage marathons. I do that every single day. There's nothing better. I gotta tell you, I think I'm gonna join Hulu tonight actually, because I really need to relive the magic.
Yeah, first week, free trial, and then get rid of that shit, or just, I mean, binge everything.
Emu has an account, so I'm fucking hacking into hers immediately.
Thanks to everyone for calling in, and the best thing about Dr. Schimmel is she's never really on the clock, and she's never really off the clock. So send us an email, say hi at thebitchbible.com if you're on the verge of a nervous bitchy breakdown. And thank you, everyone. Go subscribe. Give me 5 stars. Not to be desperate, but, you know, I am desperate. And follow me at Jackie Schimmel everywhere. Love you. See you next Tuesday, motherfuckers.